Welcome back to the podcast that makes you faster, with episode number 2 in the year 2024. Hey JP, how are you doing, man?
Hey everybody, hey Daniel, I'm doing good. Another podcast, episode 2. We've got some exciting stuff to talk about today. Maybe a little bit aero geeky for those who like some facts and figures. We're talking about aero socks, calf sleeves, textiles, suits, all of these things that can make you a hell of a lot faster. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think you can explain a lot to me because I'm, like I said once before in some of the episodes, I'm an athlete, but more an amateur athlete, and I use all the gadgets I can get, as most of the triathletes are doing, I guess. But I don't know that much behind all of this stuff. So this is going to be very, very interesting for all of you listening and thinking about putting on calf sleeves, when to put on aero socks, when to put on an aero suit or something. So, just let's start right away. We just released our Swisside aero socks. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah, so we've just released our aero socks. Of course, for road cycling, and as everyone I think knows, you know, we're a big sponsor of a World Tour team, Decathlon Arge d'Azur Mondial, this year. And we are focusing also on road products. And we also appreciate that a lot of our core triathlon followers also do ride road bikes, and some of them do some road racing as well. So, at the end of last year or the middle of last year, we launched our aero calf sleeves. And so recently we've launched our aero socks. So they're a UCI legal racing sock. And of course, in UCI, you can only have half the height between your knee and your ankle covered in fabric. So we took the calf sleeve, continued the development, and brought a product that also delivers a really strong performance benefit, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And it was really surprising, actually, how much of a performance benefit it was, despite the fact that you're covering a lot less leg with the aero calf socks. So, yeah, it's a great product. It's really accessible from a price point of view as well. And it really has a big impact on performance. So I love it. And I think, like everything we bring at Swisside, it brings real performance, which you can measure. And one of the reasons why also today and on all the publications we've put out, we publish numbers and we tell you about the numbers because we can fully stand behind those numbers, and we expect you to be able to measure those numbers out on the road. And that's the point. It has to bring you an advantage.
It really has to. For me, the length of the UCI socks, so the UCI set, you can only do socks like our aero socks now with this specific length. Why is it exactly this length they set?
Well, who knows? UCI comes up with lovely rules and regulations. It's the same in my former career in Formula One. You've got all of these various rules and regulations and boxes and things that you have to comply with. It just sets limits to what you can do from a design, keeps the playing field level. In the UCI, it's half the distance between the knee and the ankle joint is the limit where you're allowed to have your socks. And but it's quite funny because, the athletes turn up to be checked, and they've got their socks at the correct length, and the commissar checks it. And then, of course, they turn up to the start line, they pull them up a bit higher. It's quite common. We've seen it a lot in the racing last year. Riders in races with socks which are clearly well above the legal limit, but hey, rules are there to be stretched. So that's the rules. But
And there are always discussions between all the people that are using all these gadgets. What is really needed, what is helpful, and what is like more in between the gray zone of performance. Can you explain what makes the most sense for who, like for a triathlete or for a cyclist?
Of course, if you're road racing, the aero socks are the product you're going to use. They're specific design for for road racing. And of course, if the event that you're doing happens to be a UCI, rule, event, which is governed by the UCI rules, then yeah, you have to wear those socks. You couldn't turn up with a set of Aero calf sleeves, which of course would bring a slightly bigger Aero benefit. But A, it would be illegal, and B, you'd probably get a lot of pushback from some of your road cycling colleagues. Of course, you know, if your goal is to try and get a KOM or, you know, a Strava segment or something, you know, you could very much do what you want. No one will know whether or not you're wearing the calf sleeves or not. The point is, you know, we brought the Aero calf sleeves. They're a triathlon specific product. They don't have the foot part on them so that you can wear them under the wetsuit, so that you can change them quickly in the transition zone. The Aero socks, however, are a real sock. So they've got a foot part, knitted part, then with the special Aero material, stitched to the top. And, they're designed for road cyclists competing in road races or just also wanting to look cool with a cool set of high performance socks that will help them be a little bit faster in their group rides.
Unless you are Rasmus Svenningsson, who already said on Instagram that he will use both in triathlon races.
Well, it's actually a good point. Sorry. Because I have to say, I just want to add that these types of materials we're bringing don't just bring a performance improvement when cycling; they also actually help during running. So it makes sense to consider this when you're running as well. So, you know, whether you're just a runner, and you know, Daniel, you ran a sub 3-hour marathon very recently. Congratulations! Were you wearing Aero calf sleeves?
No, unfortunately not. Maybe
you left some valuable seconds on the track there, perhaps a minute. So there's potential there.
True. Maybe I'll wear them in Paris because I'm going to compete in Paris in 6 weeks. Now.
Oh, you should absolutely. You should do that. We'll talk about that after the podcast and give you some insights on some
projects
we're doing in that direction. No, but in general, like. I want to make it. I'd like to sort of get a little bit geeky, give a little bit of data to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Aero calf socks, calf sleeves. You know, Aero suits in general. You know, why are these things important? And in the past, in triathlon, people would have sleeveless shirts. Even running in Speedos back in the old days. You know, singlet and Speedos. That is not good for aerodynamics. And the question is why? So give some insights, some suicide insights into that a little bit. You know, first of all, aero drag on the bike consumes about 69% of the energy that you put in your pedals. So, every watt you put into your pedals, more than 2/3 is going to overcome aerodynamic drag.
That's so sad.
But they're the laws of physics, which haven't changed, and I don't think they'll change no matter what US president comes in, but who knows. Anyway, of this aero drag, 75% of that is you, your body. Doing things to reduce the aerodynamic drag on your body is really quite important. The next fun fact, again, a law of physics, is the air doesn't like your skin. Now, like as humans, we haven't evolved, to travel through air fast. So, we've evolved to walk. We've evolved maybe to jog a little bit, but we haven't evolved to move through the air really fast. We're not like sharks that have to move fast and efficiently through a very thick liquid called water. We know sharks have a special skin that's designed to make them more efficient, and they really are more efficient in water. But as humans, we're not like that. So when we jump on a bike and we want to ride at 30 kilometers an hour or faster, our skin isn't made for that. And so, we have hairs, we've got all sorts of stuff. It's just we're not good aerodynamically in that sense. But thanks to science and modern textiles, we can put on a second skin, which can make us more efficient in the air. And And for this, you know, we use special fabrics, which have the right roughness on the airflow. And, you know, I say roughness, so not smoothness, roughness, to make our surface more efficient, when traveling through the air. So to touch on that topic. So basically the speeds that we're doing in cycling, you don't want a smooth surface. We use a special aerodynamic trick to trip the boundary layer. And now the boundary layer, you know, kind of geek alert here, it's this layer of air which is directly on the surface of your skin. And This is normally at the speeds we're traveling in a laminar state. And a laminar state doesn't really stay attached, doesn't stay glued to your body very well, to your skin very well. So if we can trip it to a turbulent state, so this boundary layer can have typically two states, it's either laminar or it's turbulent. If we can trip it to a turbulent state, what happens is the airflow will stick to your body more efficiently. And what that basically means is the airflow will separate later off the parts of your body and you thereby produce less aerodynamic drag. The biggest offenders on your body which produce drag are the parts of your body which have a cylindrical shape in the airflow, so like your upper arms and your legs. And so coming back to the point, this is why aero socks, calf sleeves, and aero suits can bring such a performance benefit. But particularly, you know, the things that are on the legs and the arms, the cylindrical areas, we can really reduce the drag massively. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, 10, 20, 30 watts of drag saving at 45 kilometers an hour, which you can achieve compared to, for example, in the old days in Ironman Hawaii, where they had a singlet top and speedos. So that's one of the reasons why the times have gotten so much faster in triathlon is the use of technology, the use of science to make us faster. So, you know, why are we investing time in aero socks? Why are we investing time in aero calf sleeves? Quite simply because they really do genuinely make you faster. They're not a marketing gimmick. They really make you faster for the reasons I've just talked about.
Yeah, like for the aero socks or the aero calves, you don't have to put in all of the money. You just can afford them for your next season, and then it already steps up your aero game. So that's quite cool about these aero gadgets.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of was our mission at Twistside in the last couple of years was, you know, we're well aware that we have sold wheels and wheels are expensive. Like let's not make it sound better than it is. You know, paying over 1,000 euros for a pair of wheels is a lot of money. And is that the best bang for your buck in terms of aero performance gain? The wheels make a massive difference, but you know, the cost per watt is a lot more efficient with these textile products. So it was very clear from us with all of the wind tunnel aero development we've done with our pro athletes and athletes in general over the years that textiles are super important, and that as aerodynamic experts, we kind of need to be active in that space. And so, you know, that's why we decided to start investing and developing in this space. And we'll talk about that in a minute about how deep we've gone into this area. And of course, we want to bring these relatively low cost, accessible items that really have an absolutely clear and measurable impact on your performance and that make you faster.
Yeah, if you want to have more aero insights or aero tips, just scroll down and listen after this episode. After you heard the complete episode, scroll down. And then you will find one episode dedicated to aero tips that are easy to adapt and will make you definitely faster. Let's talk a bit about the development process of aero socks. For me, it's like, we were talking about the socks and then half a year later you have the final product. But that's not all. So how long did it take from sketch to product and what was involved?
Yeah, look, it was a really long development process because we weren't just developing socks. It's quite funny because there was an article written in one of the cycling media one of the guys, he was sort of frustrated because we released a 20-page white paper about aero socks. And he's like, what has the cycling industry come to when someone's writing a 20-page white paper on aero socks? Now, this is the funny thing is the guy clearly didn't get the point. We didn't write a 20-page white paper just about aero socks. It's hinting that we're obviously developing in this space, and it was very much a piece about how we develop textiles and textiles in general. And that development then can be applied to a whole range of cycling textiles products. So to come back to your question, yeah, the development process was long because it was clear from the beginning that we're not just developing socks. And we were developing a whole new way of doing research and development in textiles. Now, we've been developing textiles actually quite for a long time. We've been developing suits for other brands. We've been developing suits for World Tour, cycle racing, Marcel Hug's speed suit that he used in Tokyo 2020 in the racing wheelchair was developed by us. So, you know, we've been active in this space for a long time. We've been working with partners on the development, but we decided that we needed to have our own in-house development, both from a testing and manufacturing perspective. So, you know, that's where we've been doing the big investment. So part of that was designing a bespoke wind tunnel here at our Swisside HQ, just outside of Zurich in Switzerland. And, you know, that took a little while. The great thing is we've got, you know, some amazing engineers here, Dr. Seamus Malarkey, who was, you know, designer and you know, who built the Sauber Formula One wind tunnel, which is one of the best wind tunnels. He's our head of R&D here. And, you know, we tapped into his experience and, of course, my experience many years spending over 14 years in wind tunnels in Formula One to develop this really specific wind tunnel that was specific to our needs and how we think you need to be developing textiles, and not just textiles, other products that we develop. So, a big chunk of time developing this wind tunnel, building this wind tunnel. So this wind tunnel we designed from blank sheet of paper. We built it and we assembled it all ourselves in-house. And I don't just mean the physical infrastructure in terms of the hardware, also the software, the control system. Everything was designed and built in-house. The only things that we bought off the shelf were the fan unit to suck the air through. Everything else was literally designed for us. So once we'd commissioned this wind tunnel, to come back to your point was how long did we spend? We spent about 18 months testing textiles, many sample fabrics, over 100 different combinations, everything we could find on the market, then modifying fabrics, you know, and testing them on different shapes, arms, legs, cylinders, ovals, at different angles, at different speeds. And we did what was called a textiles characterization. So you take each of these textiles and test them in many different ways, many different speeds, to get an idea of how they function and how they can generate a drag reduction, and at which speed. And under which conditions. And then with all of this information, we pick the best textiles, most suitable to a particular application. So if it's triathlon and the aero calf sleeves, we said, okay, we want something that's not just for the pros. We want something that works from, you know, 30 kilometers an hour upwards. And, you know, do we need different fabrics for different speeds? You know, we were open to doing that. And then we start producing real samples, real calf sleeves, real aero socks from these most promising fabrics. We're testing those here in our little in-house wind tunnel. But then, of course, we're going as well to the big wind tunnel, the GST wind tunnel that we use in Germany, and then doing tests on our mannequins, on our real athletes, and then also tests out on the road. So, again, to answer your question, the whole process took a few years. But the specific textiles development that's led to the aero calf socks, the aero socks and the aero calf sleeves, was around about 18 to 24 months in total.
Is it like you could go on to test forever, or is there a limited amount of textiles available for this product?
There is a limited amount of textiles available. So we've literally tested, I believe, every textile, let's say, that's available from all of the mainstream suppliers. And there's only, it's interesting, there's only three or four main suppliers of textiles in the cycling industry in general, or not just cycling, in the fabric industry for sports. So, but of course, these these textiles manufacturers are always evolving. And so they're always bringing out new textiles and new textiles options. So we're getting hold of any new options that look, based on our research and development, that look interesting, and we're testing those. And of course, we also have the option to have specific textiles developed for us that meet our specific needs. So, you know, there's even 3D printing, you know, like you can print textiles even. So there's a lot of new technologies coming out. So it's definitely not a space where we're going to see a stagnation in development anytime soon. So from our point of view, the investment in this wind tunnel and our, you know, we've got a team that just works on fabric development, textiles. I don't see any lack of work for them in the near future.
We already touched this, but let's talk numbers. What can I gain from aero socks or aero calf sleeves during training or during a race?
Yeah. So first of all, again, for anyone, take a look at our white paper where we publish all of this research, all of this development process really transparently online with all of these numbers. And you can find that if you go onto the SwissSide website and go to the calf sleeves or the AeroSox product, there's a link to the white paper there. But yeah, basically, you know, we saw from the Aero calf sleeves project that we saw 4 to 8 watts drag savings on all athletes, and we saw really significant savings also at all speeds. So it wasn't just, you know, for pros who are doing 45 kilometers an hour. We were seeing really strong savings also down to 30 kilometers an hour, which is the lowest speed we test in the big wind tunnel.
All right, yeah.
So, you know, it's significant savings, and most importantly, we saw those savings on over 90% of, and I think now with the athletes we've tested, we're at like 94%. So we're seeing pretty much, it's very rare that we don't see significant improvement. And that was really the key, because the key was to deliver, and we really made the statement clear, we wanted to develop a performance improvement for everyone, regardless of their body shape, regardless of their size, regardless of their speed. It was our goal and our promise to you that you get an aero gain. It's not just for this really small window of athletes. And that was the main problem that we saw in our research during this project. Because, of course, you know, we bought all of the competitive products that were on the market that we could find, as well as, you know, products that were just compression socks that weren't necessarily intended for aerodynamic purposes. And, you know, for the aero-specific products, we saw less than 30% hit rate on what would actually deliver a gain. And the gains were not very interesting. They were like, you know, a watt, 2 watts, 4 watts.
All right,
that was the maximum we really saw. And so we said, you know, these products, there hasn't really been the development. And also understandably, because it's really complex. You know, we are super experienced aerodynamicists at SwissSide. And, you know, we build our own wind tunnels. We have 2 wind tunnels that, so, you know, we have a lot of access to testing. We have a lot of experience in development. And I don't mean that to sound arrogant. It's just that is what we do for a living. And it's totally understandable. It's really hard to develop such products. So it's no wonder that the products that are on the market weren't particularly performing because these brands, these companies don't have the skill sets to develop them. And so, you know, that's why we said, okay, we can do this better and we want to develop a good product. And so that's what we did. So moving to the aero calf socks, you know, we talked at the beginning of this podcast how the UCI regulations limit you to half the height between the knee and the ankle. So straight away, you know, you more or less half the surface area you can cover with the fabric. So I was thinking, oh, we're going to be lucky if we get 50% of the aero gains that we saw with the aero calf sleeves. But what was really interesting is we saw 60 to 80% of the gains that we saw with the aero calf sleeves with aero socks, despite the fact that we're only covering, you know, around half, a little bit more than half of the actual leg. And we're also covering only kind of the lower part, which is sort of the smaller sized ankle and lower leg. And that was quite surprising to me because I thought we would see the gains on the upper part of the lower leg where you've got the main muscle of the calf, the big volume, the big size. But what that was showing us is actually the smaller size cylinder, the smaller sized object that we have on the lower part of the lower leg is quite sensitive to the aero performance, and we're still seeing very good gains from that. So, again, numbers, we were seeing 3 to 6.5 watts drag saving compared to the 4 to 8 watts that we saw with the aero calf sleeve. So, yeah, the aero socks were a really a strong performer, and again, they're working at the low speeds, as low as 30 kilometers an hour as well. So they're really bringing a strong performance gain for everyone. So, I'm really happy, and I encourage anyone who gets a hold of our products to go out there and test them, and you should see time improvements, speed improvements with these products. That's our promise to you.
And that's so cool because you usually hear when you go on a group ride or something, when you wear aero socks or calf sleeves or something, people sometimes are used to say, what do you want with these? So you're not fast enough, or you're not good enough, you're not a pro. But yeah, you will gain something out of it. That's what I learned now. And that's so cool because 30 kilometers per hour is something you aim for when you are riding a bicycle. So pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, on the descent, there are obviously places where you're going a lot faster again. So and to be honest, I think they're also a cool product. They look great. They're super comfortable. People spend a hell of a lot of money, you know, thousands, sometimes over 10,000 euros on a bike setup. Why not spend 69 euros and actually have something that delivers you a hell of a lot of performance gain for your dollar?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I just wanted to quickly pick this up again. In the past podcast or in the last podcast, we talked about Swisshide not being this really big company with thousands of employees or stuff like this. And that's really interesting because in each and every product you see on the website, there is a lot of work in it. There's a lot of experience in it, and there's also a lot of heart in it. And that is something I wanted to highlight because, yeah, in all these other big companies, you see the products on the website, but you will never ever get to talk about with anyone about these products. Or you will never ever get the insights of these products, how long it took to, from sketch to product and what it means to the people at the office at Swisshide, because they're actually developing, all of these products in the office. Then they're testing the products in-house, in the headquarters, and then they're selling the products to the athletes. That's
great. Absolutely. And look, I have to say, you know, most of the employees at Swisshide are all triathletes or cyclists.
Yeah.
And there's a really strong ethical push internally within Swisshide that we develop good products that deliver performance. And I would not be able to show my face in the office if we brought a product to market that we knew didn't bring a performance gain, yet we were marketing that brought a performance gain, because the employees would quit. So we have a really, what's what I love about what we do at Swisshide, if it doesn't bring performance, if it's not relevant technology, it doesn't get to market. And the whole team stands behind that approach. And again, I keep saying it, that's our promise to our customers, because our customers are spending a lot of their hard-earned money on their passion on these products, and they don't want to be cheated. And I don't want to be cheated as a consumer. And there's far too much of that going on. And some of our competitors do things which I completely are not okay with, you know, bringing irrelevant technologies, sometimes even dangerous technologies to the market that do not add value to the consumers, and that's not what we're about. So I like it because, you know, we've got kind of a self-checking mechanism in amongst our team, in that if the team doesn't believe in the product, the team doesn't stand behind the product, they won't use it and it won't come to market. And so that's kind of our philosophy. So it's some cool products, and I hope people like our approach and enjoy their products. And as I said, one of the reasons why we're very transparent and publish all of these numbers is so that you can hold us accountable We look forward to your comments that you are faster, that you have faster times when you use our products, whether they be textiles products, wheels, whatever else we might bring in the future.
And that's why I love the fact that we are doing this podcast, because in the beginning of the podcast, we always say it's the podcast that makes you faster. And yeah, we aim to give you a value with this podcast. And if you have topics or anything you want to know more about, just shoot us a message on Instagram or somewhere. We are here. We are happy to interact with all of you. And when you go to our website and see the Aero Socks, maybe you'll think about the things we talked about in this podcast, and maybe you see that it's not just a sock. It's way more. And let's close this podcast with one last question. What can we expect in the future from Swisscide in terms of aero gadgets? Let's say it like this.
Yeah, look, it's no secret we're expanding our product offering. Again, for that reason that wheels are very expensive, and we want people to be able to enjoy being part of the Swisscide journey and the performance products that we bring and not have to spend over €1,000. That was the driver, one of the drivers between the Aero calf sleeves behind the Aero sock. It's clear for everyone listening to this podcast how seriously we're taking textiles development, that we've built an infrastructure, we've built a development process. So I'll let you connect the dots, what might come in the textiles area in the future. But I can maybe say sort of mid-year something might happen. Challenge off maybe. cold is happening. There's going to be some cool stuff, more stuff coming from us, not just in the textiles field. Actually, Challenge Roth is going to be a really special event. Even if you're not competing there, I can very much recommend that you come and see that amazing race. It's the biggest expo you'll ever see. We will be there with the biggest stand we've ever had, because we've got a lot to show, also with one or two partners. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening in Challenge Roth. Enough said on that. There's more coming from Swisscide. Stay tuned and be excited, because it will be exciting.
Hyped. I'm really hyped. So let's leave it like this. Make sure out there to like, write, and subscribe to our social media channels. You will find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere you can imagine. And hey, JP, have a nice day, and see you soon, man.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you once again. Thanks, everyone, to listening. See you all soon, maybe at Challenge Roth or otherwise here on the podcast.